This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frame.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are in a highly consequential time right now within the, for the legal clarification of the Second Amendment. You have extremely aggressive, very wide-ranging bans of semi-automatic firearms of every type that have been enacted in various parts of the country, which is bringing on the legal challenges locally and wherever this is happening. And while the ultimate resolution of these challenges is unknowable, many observers believe the Supreme Court will eventually arrive at a decision prohibiting the wholesale banning of semi-automatic firearms. So those who dream of eliminating all private gun ownership in the United States face the prospect of what would actually be a very devastating legal defeat. You can only imagine their looming disappointment. They have failed to appoint Supreme Court justices who would effectively redefine the Second Amendment out of existence, and they're about to bear the consequences of that failure. But from their perspective, there is comfort to be had in the prospect of eventually stripping the Second Amendment from the Constitution altogether, and they don't really care how long that's going to take. Such is the hope that animates aspiring intergenerational social reformer Alan Goldstein, who in his Let's Get Serious and Repeal the Second Amendment has stepped forward to boldly launch a 50-plus year plan to eradicate all privately owned firearms in the United States. It would have been better titled, Let's Get Hysterical. How galling it must be to be deprived of so obvious a good, a gun-free society, on account of something as frivolous as an obsolete, suicidally constructed constitutional amendment. Now, on Goldstein's account, the Supreme Court has decided that a well-regulated militia includes gangbangers and wild-eyed loners with a grudge. What a shame he did not bother to provide a citation to their decision when they decided to, use these as reference points. What he's trying to do here, which is the same thing all the leftists try to do with it. Most of the time they try to do this with Republicans, but he wants to do this with the Supreme Court. He's trying to convey the impression that in upholding the Second Amendment as a right, the Supreme Court has established a right to criminally misuse firearms. And I'm inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I don't think he actually believes this. I think he knows better. But why let the truth hinder you in a flashy, tendacious little distortion better serve your cause? And if this kind of smear were to be relentlessly trumpeted at an ill-informed public for another 50 years without rebuttal, then perhaps the public, when, promptly agitated, if we continue to be agitated in the way we are now, would violently clamor for a fascist plebiscite to rescind the Second Amendment. Goldstein's distortion showcases what passes for intellectual integrity and political responsibility when it comes to the progressive left. He finds inspiration of the travails of the abolitionists and the gay rights activists and the marijuana users who, in his telling, put in the work over the course of decades to achieve the legalization of their wants. It wasn't a very popular cause in the beginning with some of these things, right? So This is how you repeal the Second Amendment. Now, undeniably, without a doubt, the criminal misuse of firearms is undeniably a bad problem. But beneath this social problem are other deeper social problems. Drug addiction, mental illness, family breakdown, urban blight, failing schools, and a bunch of political cowardice and cynicism that sabotages prospective solutions to these problems. As an example, the use of stop, question, and frisk policing in high-crime neighborhoods coupled with stiff mandatory sentences for illegal gun possession, well, that saves lives. And when young gang members refrain from illegally arming themselves for fear of going to jail if they're caught with a gun, they should not have. There's fewer gang-related gunfights. But then when that same thing is forbidden by political cowards to avoid creating the impression of a disproportionate racial impact, then the gangbangers, the ones that Goldstein claims the Supreme Court has dedicated itself to arming, realize their rivals are more likely to be armed and arm themselves in anticipation of that. Unmolested by the police, they illegally conceal their illegal firearms, get into gunfights with each other, and leave a trail of carnage, often involving innocent bystanders. Now, instead of addressing a festering pathology like this in a direct and courageous fashion, rather than doing anything, any concrete targeted solution that might actually stem the carnage, smarmy little fantasists like Goldstein salivated the prospect of brainwashing the public into demanding the government empower itself to take guns away from millions and millions of their lawful owners, away from people who are in no way involved in or responsible for the criminal misuse of firearms. And like all gun confiscationists that yearn for a gun-free society, what he really yearns for is a police state freed of any constitutional restraint. Now, I don't believe in utopia. And I do not aspire to be an intergenerational social reformer. But I have an idea. When seeking to address the social problem afflicting a vast, diverse, highly populous nation, you should opt for the least drastic, least disruptive, and least divisive set of solutions that are compatible with and respectful of the rights of the law-abiding. Gun control is always presented as a remedy to violent crime, but it is little more than a phony activist posture made for political cowards, because it's not going to work. It's not going to achieve anything they say it's going to achieve. Because the only ones who are going to go back, who are going to listen to it, are going to be the law-abiding. Gun control efforts invariably aimed at the law-abiding are little more than simple-minded, misdirected non-solutions. They'll do nothing. And as for the drastic fascistic demand to disarm the entire population, good luck with that one. Now, I don't know what's, in 50 years, I would be 112. And I'm in better shape than I've been in a few moons, but I don't know if that's actually going to be a thing that I'm going to be able to do. So knowing that, I probably am not going to be here when all this happens. So having said that, let me just say this. Guns aren't going anywhere. They're just not. Sorry. They're not going anywhere. And everybody out there today can get out there and do all the gnashing of teeth and all the other things, associated with this and say that this is something we got to do. And it's something that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. If anything, they're going to get more advanced. And right now, I don't know what it is, but right now they have this childism that they're trying to bring into play where children have all kinds of rights now, which is, it's ludicrous and it's absurd and it's not even really serious. But, they're trying to make it okay for children to have guns when at the same time they get out there and say children kill each other with guns. And, that is true, but, the 18 and 19-year-olds are not kids. And, yeah, I see everything you got going on. I understand everything you got going on. Not paying attention. You're not a very serious dude there, Goldstein. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There is a phenomenon called supersaturation. This occurs when a liquid has been mixed with a solid substance like hot water and sugar, for example. Not just to the point of saturation, but beyond this. And this is where we are. But it is a very temporary condition because this cannot continue to sustain. At the slightest disturbance, the excess contaminants like the sugar literally fall or precipitate to the bottom of the liquid. Comparably, we see things happening in societies and cultures. Nations can survive for a time on false prosperity. Think of a tall, thin pole standing upright on one end. Everything seems to be going smoothly. Everybody's got money and goods and services. Then comes the signs of some sort of looming danger. A bank cannot pay its depositors, keeps printing money, or, you know, the government keeps printing money, even more money to give the illusion of managing the budget. Despite all of the efforts of government, reality eventually sets in. Society becomes super saturated with contaminants. The bills can no longer be paid, the credit card is past due, and the checking account is overdrawn. Paper money is suddenly seen less as money and more as paper, or in our case, ones and zeros on a computer. Ordinary people can no longer afford basic necessities. Political and military forces would step in to remedy the matter, but this only makes things worse. Destruction comes from this, and and then maybe tyranny or war or both. A profound real world example of this is the fall of the Weimar Republic of Germany, which occurred in about 15 years, 1918 to 33, which led to the rise of Nazism in World War II. Hyperinflation set in. It was said that the workers were paid twice a day, every day, so they could buy food before the prices went up, which they did at dizzying speed. And every attempted remedy made things continually worse. And it became a catastrophe. After World War II, measures were taken to prevent another Great Depression. And this seemed to work. But the problem is that without some sort of fiscal sanity, gradually over the many years, the economy became once again more saturated with debt. And now we're over $30 trillion, much of it to our enemies, and this does not include future commitments and liabilities. The interest payments alone might bankrupt us. The culture has become saturated with the breakdown of the traditional family structure. The work ethic has vanished in large portions of the population. The military cannot find enough recruits. And we're now at the stage of supersaturation with corruption, debt, and debauchery leading the list. All this has come about due to one cause: to keep the government in power at any cost to the people being ruled. Now, the impending disturbance that will bring it all crashing down cannot be precisely foretold right now, but that is because there are so many possible things that it is inevitable that one of them will occur. You only need to look at the headlines to see it. All kinds of black swans out there. And worse yet, many threats are underreported or distorted to conceal their true magnitude. Now, is this hopeless? Well, yes. Nothing in the short term can pay off the debt, restore the work ethic, and return public morals to the level of sanity. So we are in for a very long slog. A painful, brutal process lies ahead. My children's grandchildren are inheriting from us a terrible future of biblical proportions, just like the Bible says. Unfortunately, the end will be a happy one, though. That is assured. If this all begins to unfold, we'll all be tested to the utmost, you know? Solution is not collective, but individual. Each of us is required. It is not an option to attend to our own spiritual development. We have to develop an impossible courage and strength that you can only find from inside if you have faith. Now, for a lot of America that has grown pretty soft, this seems like very bad news. So to their own, and this will be to their own detriment, it's going to be ignored and denied. Hopefully some of us will sit back and reject the softness. Reject the weakness, you know. We will look for, we'll find, we'll seek the strength and courage to do the right thing in our own life, however large or small this may be. And the long answer to all of this is hope, but also to draw from Sir Winston Churchill, one of blood and sweat, toil and tears. God never told us it was going to be easy, but as with the pains of childbirth, it'll be well worth it. Between the divide publicly between the various political parties and everything else out there, and at the same time, what turns out to be the politicians just aren't, they're not going to move the chains. They're not going to move the chains. Not unless they have to. They don't. Right now, they don't have to. For some of us, the end will come before all of this happens. And we'll be spared this. But, you know, if you're my age and you're in your 60s, right, you know, and you're looking out there and you got some kids in their 30s and they have kids, well, they're going to feel it. Because we are at the supersaturation point. We have, with whatever little time we have before this event occurs that causes us to take the deep end, we need to go ahead and start doing what we can to get things in the best possible frame as possible. I'm sorry for the grammatical inconvenience of that one. So, I've sat back many times. You know, in 2012, when Barack Obama was up against Mitt Romney, I kind of thought he might have had a slight chance, but he got beat out in the debates by Candy Crowley. And this was the country saying, we don't want to go back to the right way. And you see this happening all over the place. In Chicago, they just did it. California, they do that every election. So, not a lot of willpower there. A lot of weakness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News update. Three people are dead and several wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead. Two officers were shot in a gun battle. They're both listed in stable condition. We're still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I still think we're far apart. It doesn't seem to me yet that they want to be.
just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not. They're not talking anything serious.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress. Politico is reporting that a report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign, but then soft-pedaled on similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Hillary Clinton. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. Didn't mean to get all creepy on you there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here in my home state, they have managed to, well, they had, I don't know what's going on right now. They had managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory right now. The nation is trending towards permitless carry. The plurality of states in the United States now have permitless carry, 27 states. We were poised to be number 28 or 29, depending on what North Carolina did. Then for some reason in both North Carolina and South Carolina, the NRA showed up and caused a few, they threw a few monkey wrenches, shall we say, in the works. Now here in South Carolina, where I live, and I have a permit already. I don't have to worry about permitless carry, but I think permitless carry should be the rules, right? I think it should be the thing. And in the House, South Carolina House, it passed by a very wide margin back in February. But then the Senate, well, it got in the Senate and it got sort of bogged down. And a Senate subcommittee gave its approval last month. Then the Senate Judiciary Committee gave it to a favorable report and sent the SB 109 to the Senate floor by a 12-11 vote. But they failed to bring the bill for a vote before the legislature adjourned its regular session on Thursday this past week. I'd had a senator on a local radio show, a state senator here, Rex Rice, who's been on this show before, and I simply asked him if it would be carried over. And he said it would. But, however, one thing he didn't tell me, there's a new thing. There's a new thing afoot. It looks like the lawmakers are coming back for a special session. Now, is it possible that permitless slash constitutional carry might be on the table? For the past 20 years, lawmakers have passed what's called a, and I'm going to try to pronounce this, I'm going to say CINI-D resolution, ending the regular session at its mandated day and time with a set of issues they can return and take up later as they wish. It was abortion in 2022, redistricting 2021, along with the perpetual items like the state budget or the governor's veto. This year, the Senate and the House couldn't agree on that resolution, so it will be up to the governor to call the General Assembly back in a special session with no limits on what is discussed. So, less than 5 minutes after both chambers adjourned Thursday, the governor here announced at a Friday news conference to call lawmakers back. And it's a lot of power for lawmakers to give to the governor, and it hasn't happened since 2002 because a Republican-dominated legislature doesn't truly fully trust the Republican governors before McMaster. Now, in theory, anything can be dealt with during the special session, but in 2023, only a few outstanding issues are likely to come up, as it's the first year of the two-year sessions, and the bills stay alive wherever they are in the legislative process until the 2024 session begins. So, will constitutional carry be one of those outstanding issues? Well, maybe. But if it is going to be a thing, then the gun owners and Second Amendment advocates are going to have to continue to push the Senate to move forward. And one of the priorities for McMaster is increasing the sentences for those found in illegal possession of a firearm. And the Senate judiciary has tackled that measure, or tacked it on to two different pieces of legislation, one for a bill creating a criminal offense for trafficking in fentanyl, and the other in the Senate version of constitutional carry. These enhanced features are something the governor wants to see completed before the legislature goes home for the year, but he doesn't have a preference on which bill they use to pass them. So it could be the fentanyl bill or the constitutional carry bill, and McMaster had said, I will sign both of them. However, within the legislature, the choice isn't so easy. Law enforcement members strongly support the enhanced penalties for illegal firearm possession, but strongly oppose permitless or constitutional carry, seeing the latter as a threat to officers and the public, which means, of course, our law enforcement here in South Carolina don't know how to look at the other states, where they already have it. On the other hand, the gun rights activists, who have substantial sway in the Republican-dominated legislature, have been demanding permitless carry for years, but are wary of the enhanced penalties for illegal firearm possession, because it would also make it illegal for felons to have firearms under state law. So, within the majority, there's been a little rift. So, the House, in late February, passed a bill that had both permitless carry and the new firearm penalties in it, trying to give something to each side. But then it got to the Senate, where it got a very cold reception, and the Senate has always opposed, up to this point, permitless carry. So they attached the new gun penalties to the fentanyl trafficking bill that the House passed by a wide margin in February. Seven Republicans on the committee opposed the combined bill, mainly because they prefer taking the House's route of linking the gun penalties to permitless carry. Then Senator Wes Clymer of Rock Hill then proposed a bill to do so, arguing that permitless carry is a Second Amendment right. He said, "I've never been comfortable with the government requiring a permission slip," which I understand. While Clymer's proposal did win approval by the Judiciary Committee, three Republicans joined every Democrat in voting against the bill, and that's a sign that constitutional carry is still facing challenges. It shouldn't face any challenges in South Carolina, but it still faces challenges. I'm guessing that the fentanyl trafficking bill will end up being the chosen vehicle for McMaster's increased penalties for illegal firearm possession. But there's no reason why lawmakers couldn't advance both bills other than to spare the squishy senators who don't want to go on the record as voting against constitutional carry, but don't want to support it either. South Carolina Second Amendment supporters are closer than they've ever been to getting it across the finish line, but if it doesn't get to McMaster's desk this year, it will be because of a handful of Republicans who put up roadblocks on this one. Not Democrats. They will join the Democrats. That's what they'll do. So we'll see. We're going to see. And, I have long said here in South Carolina that the hardest thing to do is to get the Republicans to do something for you. It is not rocket science to sit back and see that Republicans don't like permitless carry. They get out there and say, well, there's no training, there's no this, there's no that, there's no the other. Except the permit, as it is, to get the permit, you have to shoot 50 rounds, which is not exactly training. Not in my book. It's 50 rounds, and, that's fine, but it's basically three magazines. Three magazines of a high-capacity weapon. The standard 17-round mags. That's not training. That's warming up. That's working out the kinks. That's to see if your gun's hitting where you're aiming. Training is thousands of repetitions. It's at least 1,000 rounds. It certainly isn't 50. But this is the South Carolina politician for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Little interesting issue, little problem about to pop up in the Golden State. You see, the the California Reparations Task Force, which was signed into law, into existence by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2020, after the George Floyd riots rocked the nation, recently recommended that the state pay almost $360,000 per person to an estimated 1.8 million black residents of the state who had an ancestor enslaved in the U.S. Now, California has always been a free state since its founding in 1850. There was no slavery there. Right? So they're paying reparations essentially for something that never occurred there. They recommend giving just under $360,000 per person in total. A black Californian who is 71 years old and has lived in California his entire life could end up to receive $1.2 million, according to an analysis from the New York Times. The total cost of the program is estimated at about $640 billion, exceeding the nearly $300 billion state budget by more than double at a time when the state is facing its first deficit in years. And they're facing a deficit, well, because all that free money they got from the COVID relief that they shouldn't have gotten. That's gone now. Now, this puts the famously woke governor in a bind because he did this to pander to the far left base. But he also has to keep pandering
to the far left base. And, well, he has this massive budget shortfall. He took a $45.7 billion budget surplus and turned it into a $32 billion deficit in just under 1 year. Now, I know when I get a little bit of money, I go a little happy sometimes. I don't do that. And, well, here's the interesting part. This is the guy who says he never says no to anybody, especially if it has a leftist bent to it. But now he's faced with a proposal where it costs at least twice the state's annual budget. And when he looked at that, and remember, he wants to be the Democratic nominee. And you know, I was just talking about, you know, super saturation. California's already that way. So, the Reparations Committee came out with a ruling and or a recommendation, and now he's balked. And they told everybody in California, all the black Americans in California, they were going to get $1.2 million. It's turning into a big bait and switch. And, of course, here comes the backlash. And as soon as the backlash starts coming, then he changes tune. And he said, the sensationalized framing in pieces published by outlets like Fox News and others is inaccurate. The governor looks forward to reviewing the final report and all recommendations when complete. So right now, even though we know that they have completed their recommendation and their study, well, he's saying it isn't complete. His chief communication advisor, Anthony York, said that Newsom is not backing away from cash payments, but wants to wait for the report in its entirety to arrive on his desk before he makes any suggestion. Now, Gavin Newsom has one hallmark as a governor. He is known. He is famous for throwing out promises that he can't keep. He pledged that the state would stop doing businesses with Walgreens because of their stance on abortion pills, but he didn't do his homework and didn't realize that California was legally bound to work with the company. In a laughable self-own, same communications guy said, tweeting is not policy. And this isn't the first time he's had to do this. You know, in June 2021, he banned state-funded travel to red states he didn't appreciate. Then, he was seen in one of those states. And he used state funds to pay for his security. He went to Montana. That was one of the states. Is that very hypocritical? I kind of think it is. Now the ban is in jeopardy as well because Senator Tony Atkins, Democrat from San Diego, has introduced Bill 447, which would repeal the ban. The Orange County Register opines that Newsom might be behind such an effort as it would allow him to travel to the red states to campaign in the future. Now what's probably going to happen, and this can't be helpful, in California has so many problems in their big cities. So many problems. Crime is on the rise. They defunded the police. They have so many homeless people, so many illegal aliens. I mean, if you live in California at the moment and you're just a regular person, you know, just a regular citizen, you're living in a hellscape. So one of the things that may happen, I guess, is that he'll try to hold on to this and just try to keep stalling with this and everything else until his term is up. And then the next governor comes in and he gets to deal with it. You know, $640 billion, $800 billion, there's a bunch of figures floating out there. Whatever it is at least 2.5 times their current budget, and it will bankrupt them. Now, here's the problem. While this was a giant virtue signal, for the first time in a long time, a lot of people were expecting results. And they weren't looking for a virtue signal. As ridiculous as this is, you got out there and you told people that this was going to happen. You said, I'm behind it. I want to look into it. I want to see how we make this happen. Now you're being shown how you make that happen. It just happens to mean that you're the one. Under your watch, you bankrupt the state of California. They're already defaulting on loans for federal unemployment insurance. $18 billion worth. I mean, this isn't a new thing. I mean, just go out and run up some bills and then get out there and say, well, you know, can't afford to pay them right now. We'll do it maybe next week. Now, that's all fine and good. You know, things happen. In the real world and in the leftist world, things happen. But when you're out there and you have done this bait and switch in an area where crime is popping, and you have done this little divisive dance with these people, telling them they've been oppressed and this, that, and the other, they've listened to you. They expect some money. And I don't even know, let's play the stupid game and say, okay, they get the money. Now what? Does that fix everything? Is everybody forgiven when they get that $1.2 million? Is that what happens? Everybody forgiven? No. No, not at all. It'll just do till the next thing is coming up. Because justice, you know, justice for the people that have it, for the things that happened before we got here, there is no resolution to it. It's just part of history. It's over with, but that's got to be addressed. And there you have it. That's all there is. That's all they have. We're going to see. This could be very bad, though. This could be very bad. One of those polarizing things that gets out of hand. And I don't know how they solve this in these big cities, because they don't have the police manpower to do anything with it. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.